A Sugar Creek police officer arrested for felony theft. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. A local police officer is facing charges regarding an in-office theft. Sugar Creek Police Department reports that 33-year-old patrolman David Strubel was observed on surveillance video on September 27th at around 11 p.m. entering into a locked area. An inventory count revealed a drug theft, details of which are not being released. Police Chief Kevin Kaiser noted in a release that the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation was contacted and once interviewed, Strubel was taken into custody for a felony theft offense. He was arraigned in New Philadelphia Municipal Court on Monday and was released on his own recognizance and is prohibited from consuming or possessing any alcohol, drugs, or firearms. Kaiser stated that he was shocked and disappointed to learn of this, but this is the type of behavior that will not be tolerated. Strubel was hired to the Sugar Creek Police Department on August 22, 2017, and has been suspended without pay. The Denison Railroad Depot is hoping to offer a unique overnight accommodations in a railroad car. This week, it was announced the museum was awarded a $90,000 grant to convert a Pullman car into a bed and breakfast. Director Wendy Zuckel says the Appalachian Regional Commission funding will help toward the $500,000 restoration.
We still have a little bit of fundraising to do, but we definitely have 90% of the funding in hand, so we'll be moving forward. We have a lot of passengers come here during Polar Express and throughout the year, and there is no hotel or bed and breakfast in Denison. We certainly would like to have visitors stay longer.
She points out that it will take a lot of work to modernize the vintage rail car.
Updating all the beds and the sinks and everything. It also needs heat, electric, security, a lot of the amenities updated, plus the restoration of the car itself. We've done a lot of work on the outside. We have to finish work on the inside of the car.
While plans and budgeting are still in the works, Zuckel notes a completion date for the converted B&B is expected by 2020. A Meet the Candidates event gave voters the opportunity to talk with politicians running for office. Democrats and Republicans turned out to the Senior Center Thursday evening for an informal forum. Tuscarawas County Chamber of Commerce Director Scott Robinson said this was a great opportunity for the chamber to provide community information.
It's nice to have an educational piece to the chamber, too, to make sure that the people that live in Tuscarawas County are informed about the political leaders, those in office and those running for those offices. And this type of format certainly gives them a chance to learn a lot more and educate themselves about the candidates before they make their vote.
Heavily contested positions for the general election include the 98th state representative seat, Tuscarawas County Commissioner, and the 7th District Congressional seat. Registration deadline for the November 6th election is Tuesday by 9 p.m. Go online to the Tuscarawas County Board of Elections website for more information. And in state news, shipwreck hunters think the remains of a schooner discovered in Lake Erie are likely from a sailing ship that went down nearly two centuries ago, making it the oldest wreck ever found in the lake. The National Museum of the Great Lakes says the wreckage size and its cargo point to it being the ship lost off the Ohio shoreline in 1829. But the museum isn't ready to say it's definitely the ship and says divers will take another look next year to make sure. And in sports, the Brewers topped the Rockies 3-2 in 10 innings in Game 1 of the NLDS yesterday. Milwaukee and Colorado play Game 2 at 4:15 today. The Dodgers beat the Braves in their National League game. LA and Atlanta play again tonight at 9:37. Also, the Cleveland Indians, they're on the road this afternoon versus the Astros in Houston for Game 1 of the ALDS. Corey Kluber versus Justin Verlander is the pitching matchup. The other game in the American League tonight, the Yankees are at the Red Sox at 7:30. The New England Patriots beat the Colts last night 38-24 for Thursday night football. Sunday, Cleveland welcomes Baltimore, Cincinnati hosts Miami, and Pittsburgh brings in Atlanta. And tonight, the 6-0 Garaway Pirates welcome the 6-0 Ridgewood Generals in Sugar Creek. You can hear that game live with the Big Z Sports crew on 99.9. The Big Z Sports Show begins tonight at 5 o'clock as the crew gears up for all local games. Then pregame for the Pirates and Generals is slated to start at 6:40. And don't forget about the postgame show. That begins at 10 o'clock. And the number 3 Ohio State Buckeyes welcome Indiana tomorrow for homecoming at 4 o'clock. Big Z Sports will be in Columbus covering the Buckeyes. That's a look at your 9 o'clock news. Now let's take a look at your Z Country forecast.
It'll be cooler and less humid today, but the break in the humidity and warm temperatures will be short-lived. They'll return over the weekend. Partly sunny, high temperature this afternoon in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance for a stray shower after midnight, low of 62. Perhaps a shower or thunder shower around Saturday. Otherwise, partly sunny, warmer, more humid, high temperature 82 degrees. Partly sunny Sunday with high temperatures in the lower 80s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find WTUZ on Facebook, Twitter, and at WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.